Welcome to Israel 18 News at 11 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The weather today is quite sunny across most of Israel. In Tel Aviv, expect plenty of sunshine with warm temperatures, making it ideal for outdoor activities. Jerusalem is also enjoying clear skies, while Haifa may experience a few clouds later in the day. Here are today's headlines. First, sirens sound in Bahrain as Iran completes second week of strikes against Gulf states, according to Jerusalem Post, just in. Also, the U.S. strikes Iran again as Tehran rejects a ceasefire proposal and warns of an attack on Tel Aviv, reported by Ynet earlier today. Also, this hour, 4 Palestinians and 1 Israeli killed, with at least 6 wounded in total in a West Bank shooting, I-24 News reports. Separately, Iran has hanged 6 people accused of membership in a banned group, Times of Israel notes earlier today. And finally, the Rebbe's letters of healing come to Bondi, Australian Jewish News reports. Here's what people are saying online. Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, writing just minutes ago, highlighted Iran's threats towards Tel Aviv if the U.S. continues its attacks. Al Arabiya English reported several blasts near Erbil Airport in Iraqi Kurdistan just moments ago. I24N EWS English shared details of the West Bank shooting, noting the casualties and urging viewers to read more on their platform. Let's go deeper. Starting with the situation in the Gulf, Iran's attacks on Bahrain marked the culmination of 2 weeks of strikes on Gulf states. Jerusalem Post notes that recent strikes targeted Kuwait and U.S. military bases in Jordan, heightening regional tensions. The continued aggression from Iran signals a troubling escalation in the region. Turning to the U.S.-Iran conflict, Ynet reports that the U.S. carried out strikes for the 13th consecutive night after Iran dismissed a ceasefire proposal. Tehran's threats towards Tel Aviv raise the stakes, potentially drawing Israel into the conflict. Diplomatic efforts appear strained as military action intensifies. Meanwhile, I-24 News provides insight into the West Bank shooting, where Israeli hikers encountered Palestinians near Tel, resulting in fatalities and injuries. This incident underscores the fragile security situation in the region, prompting heightened security measures. Separately, Times of Israel reports on Iran's execution of 6 individuals linked to the People's Mujahideen. This development is part of a broader crackdown amidst ongoing conflicts, sparking protests from inmates abroad. The hangings highlight Iran's internal strife amid its external confrontations. And finally, the Australian Jewish News covers Rabbi Levi Shmotkin's upcoming event in Bondi. His book, Letters for Life, offers guidance from the Lubavitcher Rebbe, providing solace and support to many. This event underscores the enduring influence of the Rebbe's teachings globally. Turning to business and markets. First, DriveNets and AMD have unveiled a blueprint for large-scale AI infrastructure. CTech reports this collaboration aims to aid customers in building open AI clusters using cutting-edge technology. Separately, Israel showcases new military capabilities from the war, Walla Business reports. This includes a Rafael pod and electronic warfare aircraft, emphasizing Israel's defense innovation. And finally, why? Net Business notes a judge's decision to halt the $81 billion merger between Paramount and Warner Brothers. This legal move reflects concerns over competition and consumer choice within the media industry. That's your Israel 18 News update for this morning. We'll be back with more at 12 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.